The Tattoo Thief by Alison Belsham, read by Candida Gubbins. Marnie paid for her coffee, grabbed the cardboard cup, and sidled around to the far side of the cafe to avoid being seen by Thierry. Her hands shook with adrenaline as she lit a cigarette. How did he still have that effect on her? They'd been divorced for longer than they'd been married, but he still looked the same as when she'd first met him. Tall and lean, with a handsome face, his black skin darkened by the tattoos that had kick-started her lifelong fascination with this living art. Just as often as she tried to avoid him, she felt drawn to him. They'd nearly got back together on a score of occasions, until her instinct for self-protection had slammed on the brakes. But moving on from the relationship, she'd given up hope. She took a deep drag of her cigarette. Caffeine, nicotine, deep breaths. She closed her eyes, waiting for the chemicals to make themselves felt. She dropped the stub of her cigarette in the dregs of her coffee and looked around for a bin, spotting a green plastic dumpster at the back corner of the cafe. She raised the lid with a foot pedal, and as she dropped the cup inside, a rush of putrid air overwhelmed her. It was a stench far worse than the usual smell of a park bin on a balmy day. Bile rose in her throat as she peered into the dark interior and immediately wished she hadn't. Amid the crushed Coke cans, discarded newspapers and fast food wrappers, she could see something. Pallid and glistening shapes that swiftly materialised into an arm, a leg, a torso. A human body, unmistakably dead. She saw a flurry of movement, a rat gnawing at the edge of a dark wound. Disturbed by the onslaught of daylight, it disappeared back into the rubbish with a squeal. Marnie stepped back, letting the lid come crashing down. She fled.